Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, February 22nd, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and here's your morning news for the day. Large COVID vaccination sites run by the City of Los Angeles will reopen tomorrow after delayed vaccine shipments postponed vaccination appointments. The vaccine rollout has been a beacon of hope that people will once again be able to gather safely with their loved ones. But one major question remains. If you are vaccinated, can you still spread the virus to others even though you are protected from getting sick? Dr. Robert Kim Farley, professor of epidemiology at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, says when you look at other vaccines, the answer to this question varies.
Measles vaccine, for example, no, you're not going to be a source of transmission to others. Another vaccine, we have inactivated polio vaccine, for example, protective for the individual, but it's still possible if you were exposed to wild polio virus for you to transmit it to someone else.
Dr. Kim Farley says it is still unclear whether the COVID vaccine stops people from spreading the virus, so vaccinated people need to be careful around others who have not gotten their shots. The number of new coronavirus infections continues to decrease. In Orange County, there were just over 250 new cases reported yesterday, with 40 additional lives lost. Los Angeles County reported just under 1,500 new cases, 93 deaths yesterday. But two more cases of the coronavirus variant first found in the UK were confirmed in Los Angeles over the weekend. That brings the total so far to 14. British health officials say this one is more easily transmitted than the original virus, and evidence suggests the variant may be deadlier, although more study is needed. California state lawmakers will present a bill today that would incentivize schools to reopen, with $2 billion for districts and vaccines for educators. KPCC's Caroline Champlin has more.
This bill is a response to Governor Newsom's own school reopening plan that was criticized by lawmakers and superintendents. Like Newsom's proposal, the new bill offers money to districts that open campuses for high-need students, like those who are disabled or homeless. But this would give districts more time to get reopening plans ready, until April instead of February. It also offers vaccines for teachers. Newsom had called that unnecessary. Notably, the bill is supported by United Teachers Los Angeles President Cecily Myart-Cruz, head of the LAUSD Teachers Union.
We are encouraged by the state legislature's efforts to move away from an arbitrary and mandatory school reopening plan based on political pressure.
The superintendents of LA and Long Beach Unified have also signaled approval. I'm Caroline Champlin.
Some changes to California's cap and trade program could be on the horizon as the state updates its climate roadmap over the next 2 years. Currently, the state is relying heavily on the carbon trading program to fulfill its pledge to decrease emissions to 40% below 1990 levels by the year 2030. But independent experts say there may be too many pollution credits available in the carbon market to meet that goal. And there are other concerns that environmental justice groups have been raising for years. Here's CalMatters reporter Rachel Becker.
That the flexibility offered by cap and trade also allows continued air pollution of the low-income communities and communities of color where major polluters like oil refineries tend to be located.
At an oversight meeting last week, state officials did not offer specifics on how exactly the cap and trade program could change.
But Jared Blumenfeld, who's the Secretary for Environmental Protection, and the new Air Resources Board Chair, Leanne Randolph, they did say that cap and trade is going to be a big part of the conversation going forward.
The process of updating the state's climate roadmap will begin in the spring. It's set to be completed by the end of next year. The price of a single-family home in Los Angeles County dropped a bit last month, still, though, way higher than a year ago. The California Association of Realtors says January's median price was about $697,000. In January of last year, the median home price, $617,000. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.